Blog Talk Radio.
Around today's subject,
And then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, which we absolutely love, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to a more interactive environment, and so we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your laptops, desktops, smartphones with notes, your iPads, your tablets, you want to grab something so you can capture the richness of the nuggets that will be shared today on Motivational Monday. It is time to shape up and win. But before we dive into our subject in our Shape Up series, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's podcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send a message in the bottle, an email, a carrier pigeon. Woo, I think you get it, bottom line. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. You know, every Monday, I get so excited about Mondays. I truly love Mondays because Mondays is a time in which I can join forces with you through the airwaves, and I can support you with being more equipped for your journey. As it so turns out, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, we're talking about equipped for the journey. Equipped for the journey. You know, when I was thinking about being equipped for the journey, this journey known as life, I began to think about my own individual journey, my progression over the years, where I've been, where I'm going, where I've come from. And one of the things that I've grown to realize to be true, that there are some key elements that when you have these areas that we're going to discuss today in place, you are more equipped for the process of success. Because the journey of success, it truly is a process. You know, I know we live in a microwavable society. We want things quick, fast, and in a hurry. But the reality is that the journey, it's very rare that you have a true overnight success. Very rare. Oftentimes, even when you hear about someone that appears to have jumped on the scene overnight, they had years in the hopper of grinding, of doing what they needed to do before you were aware of them. And so what appears to be an overnight sensation, an overnight success, oftentimes, really, it isn't. Because people have been doing their due diligence and grinding and working it behind the scenes. And so I wanted us to really look at this word, equipped. As you know, our regular listeners, Coach Adams loves to come up with an acronym for you for the purposes of helping to recall information and giving you a central focus. And so today's central focus, the word that we're going to build upon is equipped. Because we're talking about being equipped for the journey. So again, you want to capture the notes around what we're talking about. Because I feel that each of these areas are so important and so key. And, you know, oftentimes when I am dealing with my clients in my coaching practice one-on-one, as well in group settings through my masterminds, a lot of these different areas that we're going to discuss today are often areas that individuals have questions around. They're trying to gain clarity. They're trying to figure things out. Determining, why am I stuck? Why am I not moving? Why am I not getting the results that I desire? And so the first in our acronym for EQUIP is envision. You know, everything, absolutely everything starts with a vision. You have to be able to envision and see, imagine. What are the future possibilities? Visualize. What is it that I'm looking to achieve? Because the reality is that if you're not able to see what that is, you cannot navigate on the journey and accomplish anything because you have to be able to see it. And so this envisioning is so important because this envisioning sets the tone for you to build from. Now, this envisioning takes place from not the outside in, but rather from the inside out. So if you have not yet taken the time to envision, that is the base foundation of where you need to start laying that foundation for you to build from. Because without it, you don't have the clarity that you need. As a matter of fact, in one of my private masterminds that I do regularly on Put Your Dream to the Test, the number one thing that you have to focus in on is clarity. And this clarity speaks to this envisioning, this being able to see it, to visualize it, being able to determine what does the future look like, and imagining that, allowing your imagination to take you there. Because once you can conceive it, oh, and that is so key. Napoleon Hill, I love his quote. Whenever the mind of man or woman can conceive, that it will also achieve. Now, what I love about this quote is it's really speaking to what we're talking about, and that is envisioning. Whatever it is that you desire, if you can imagine it, if you can conceive it, whatever the mind can conceive, and you begin to embrace that, meaning you believe it, it's now possible for you to achieve it. Now, there's some things that you have to do along the way on the journey, but if you can truly see it on the inside, you can then move and do it. And so this envisioning is so important. If you have not taken the time, notice I emphasize, take the time. You have to allow yourself to get into that quiet space. You have to allow yourself to get into that zone that will allow you to begin to envision. You know, one of the areas or places that I like to go that really inspires me being able to envision, and I can get lost just looking out on the horizon of the ocean. It begins to take me there just sitting and kind of soaking in the environment and hearing the subtlety of the waves and the breeze and the ocean air. I can envision it. It gets me to start to imagine what is that place for you. Because this envisioning, again, it's about imagining what the future possibilities are. Being able to visualize and see it so that you can then start to step it out. And so envision. Our cue is quality circle. Thinking, Coach Adams, what do you mean by this quality circle? Well, one of the things that I have grown to know to be true on my journey is that the right people around you, people are so key as it relates to your dream becoming a reality. Now, this envisioning starts from the inside out, but who you have circling the wagons around you is so key. Because if you have the wrong people and you begin to tell someone about your big, audacious dream, if they're the wrong people, they'll begin to diminish your dream. They'll start to speak negative words to your dream. They'll start to discourage you in your pursuit of your dream. And so having the right people around you will either support your dream in becoming a reality, or the wrong people around you can become a nightmare. which would you prefer? The right people who edify you, who encourage you, who speak life to you, who support you, versus those individuals who are the dream busters? You speak your dream and they begin to tell you, oh, you can't do that. They start speaking those negative words. You know, your mama wasn't nothing. Your daddy wasn't nothing. They, bottom line, they weren't even around. What makes you think they didn't accomplish anything? They didn't even stay here for you. How are you going to do this? And they start to speak those negative words. And you begin to entertain that negativity. You begin to buy into it because the people in your circle. You have to protect your dream. You know, when a woman is pregnant in the natural, she has to be very careful in that first trimester. She is the most susceptible to miscarrying the baby, the hope, the dream, that seed on the inside of her. And the same is true with us in our vision. In that first trimester of you getting and envisioning this big, audacious dream, and you're seeing and you're imagining the future possibilities, you're visualizing it and you're excited about it. You shared with the wrong person, again, not having that quality circle of people around you. Now they begin to diminish, as I stated before, and you start to doubt. You start to say, oh, wow, they're right. What makes me think I can write a book? I've never written a book. I can't do that. Wow, what makes me think I can start the business? I've never started a business. I didn't go to college. I don't have a degree. I don't even know where to go. Invention, what? What makes me think I can do that? I've never done it before. All of those negative words. And so having quality people in your circle is so key. Having mentors that speak life into your dream. Partnering with a life coach, an empowerment coach. I actually happen to know a great one. Oh, my gosh, you may have heard of her, Coach Adams. She would love to be on your team. So a mentor, a coach, the right people, quality people in your circle that would continue to speak life to your dream, that will continue to support you in driving your dream forward. You know, I often share with my clients, when you put something in the atmosphere and it's so cute, I was speaking with one of my clients just this past weekend, and I surprised her because I asked her about her dream. And she got started with it. And then I said, I haven't seen you doing what you indicated you were going to do, because a part of the right individuals, quality people around you, they will hold your dream for you, and they will hold you accountable. They'll start to inquire about it. They're not seeing the movement. What's happening with that? I thought you said you were going to, are you making an adjustment? What's going on? Because once we speak it, we now give life to it. But we first have to envision and see it. And then we have to have the right people around us that will support us in holding our dream. You know, the interesting thing is that oftentimes, more often than not, our dreams are greater than us. They need other people, so the people are important. Having those quality people are important, but the right people. And so you want to make sure that you have the right people around you, the right people on your dream team, the right people that are supporting you. Now, I'm not saying that these individuals are just going to continue to pet you and, you know, oh, you're so fabulous and so great, what have you. But they're people that you trust, and that is what's key. I think of, and I reference often, the movie Meet the Fockers. And I reference that movie, for those of you who know, the Robert De Niro character, he talked about the circle of trust, The circle of trust, the circle of trust. So when you have the right people around you, the circle of trust, they can share with you things that you can do that are not always, you know, petting you and saying, oh, you're so great, you're so fabulous. They may say, you should consider doing this. But because you know the spirit and the heart of that person and that they love you and you trust them, you receive that in a manner in which it's constructive criticism and how it's meant to support you in moving forward. So there's different aspects of how having quality people around you will really support you. But it's not just that they're telling you, you're all of that in a bag of chips. Now, yes, I'm sure they will tell you that. But they're also going to challenge you. They're also going to hold you accountable. So you want to have the right people circling the wagons around you. So we've talked about in our EQUIP acronym, we've talked about the E, the Q. We're going to the U. The U is having a unique approach. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, what do you mean by having a unique approach? Well, you know what? You are asking some great questions. I'm feeling the vibrations here on Motivational Monday. A unique approach is creativity. Many of us fall short because we don't take the time that we need and know that Coach Adams is constantly stretching herself in this area as well. Get more creative, innovative, having that unique approach. Why? Because that's what gives you an edge in the marketplace. It sets you apart. And whatever it is that you're doing, it sets you apart. And when you're able to tap into uniquely who you are and you follow what you're hearing, what you're envisioning from the inside out, you'll get those creative, witty ideas and know that they're not too grand, they're not too great. Because why? What did we say? Whatever the mind can conceive. So if you can conceive it, it is possible. I love to fly, as many as you know. I often reference the Wright brothers, and I reference them because I love to fly. Can you imagine back in the day when they started thinking about and imagining, envisioning an airplane at that time? Wow, now that was a unique approach. And so whatever it is, know that it's not too great, it's not too grand. But don't allow yourself to shut down from those creative ideas. Begin to pursue them. Envision them to another level. Really fight to be able to see them, to perceive them, to visualize them, so that you can then begin the journey of taking the next step after you envision it. So having that unique approach, what is your unique approach to your business, to life, your unique approach to your relationships, whatever it may be? We must have a unique approach. We can't be like everyone else. We can't copycat everyone else. You know, the interesting thing is that each and every one of us were uniquely created and made. No one has your DNA. No one has your fingerprint. No one is designed exactly like you. Each and every one of us have a unique and different makeup. Now, there may be some similarities. For example, if you have siblings in a family, there may be similarities to different components of the DNA, but there's not an exact makeup for each individual in the family. They each have their own little twist and spin to their makeup, the very fabric of their DNA and how they have been created. And so it's important to understand that this unique approach and having this creativity, creativity doesn't mean that it's always a Wright Brothers or whoever, where it was never on the marketplace, in the marketplace. You know, I think of Steven Jobs. When Steven Jobs created Macintosh, he wasn't the first person to create a computer. He took what had already been created, and he gave it a more creative approach, a unique approach. He put his own spin on, he remixed what was already there. You know, we drive on tires every day that started out as a boulder that was rolling. Think about the Fred Flintstone days, you know, back in the days, the bedrock days. And so it's a remix. So creativity is not always an idea that hasn't yet been seen. It may very well be. But what I'm sharing with you and what I'm challenging you to do is to think about what is my unique approach. It could be something very slight that you approach things just from a little different spin than someone else in the exact same industry. And that is what gives you the edge that you need. So think about, what is your unique approach? How can you approach things creatively with a little spin, remixing, just a little spin? So have that unique approach. So we've talked about our E, our Q, our U in our EQUIP acronym. If you're just joining us today on Motivational Monday, this is Coach Adams. Motivational Monday was presented by Inspired Media for You. And today in our Shape Up series, we're talking about being equipped for the journey. And I want you to evaluate, are you equipped for the journey? Are you equipped for moving and leveling up to the next phase of your journey? You may be already in process. I would never assume that everyone listening in is starting at the same place. We're all on different levels on our journey, but know that the principles that I'm sharing with you, that we've effort to bring you content that is universal, that supports you wherever you are on your journey. And so E, we said, was envision. Q, quality circle. U, unique approach. The I is intentionality. You know, intentionality oftentimes gets many individuals. When I'm dealing with people in my coaching practice, and I can say this for me personally, there was a time when I was consistently inconsistent in my practice many years ago. I got the awakening of my assignment in 98, and I've been on the journey ever since at different levels. But there was a season where I was consistently inconsistent, and I had to be honest with myself around that. And I'm saying that I recognize that in that season, that's not the case where I am today, but in that season, I lacked the intentionality that was needed. I lacked the deliberate focus. I lacked that purposeful movement of intention on my journey. I really did. I can be honest. I can be transparent around that. Are you being intentional? You know, I often think of the opposite of that as the flower child movement. I'm just going to blow wherever the wind flows. Hey, I'm flowing. I'm flowing. I am flowing. And many lack the intentionality because they just want to be able to flow through life. But we must be deliberate on our journey. You know, we often hear the quote, success comes when preparation meets the opportunity. That preparation is intentionality. It is deliberate. And so you don't want to get to that intersection of success and not be ready for it because you haven't been putting in the work. You see, those that I spoke about early on that appear to come out of nowhere, oh my gosh, they were an overnight success. Woo! But they weren't, because they were doing things. They were preparing behind the scenes. They were being intentional behind the scenes. And so when you got your awareness of who they were or what they were doing, that was that intersection. Success comes when preparation meets opportunity. They were prepared for that opportunity that took them to the next level. And so are you prepared? Are you being deliberate on your journey? With each step, are you being intentional? And, you know, this is one of the things that in another private mastermind that I do on the 15 invaluable laws of growth, which I love, one of the laws is the law of intentionality. You have to be intentional on your journey. It's not going to just haphazardly happen. It's not. If you're sitting back and you're not being intentional and you're not being deliberate and you're thinking, Coach Adams, I don't understand why my success is not happening. I mean, like, oh, my God, you know, I have this dream and I'm, like, so on this journey. You just don't understand. I mean, I, like, totally envision it, everything. But when I ask, I'll say, what are you doing intentionally to close the gap from where you are to what you have envisioned? That is where there is often a breakdown because there is no intentionality and there is no deliberate focus that's purposeful on how will I close this gap. You know, interestingly enough, coaching is all about closing life gaps, helping one to envision and to see where are you going. And if you already know where you're going, helping you to move in the direction of that with clear strategies and a plan and various nuggets that are going to support you on the journey. And so, equip, envision is our E, quality circle is our Q, U, unique approach, I, intentionality, T, brings us right to where we were. You must plan your journey. This planning is having a blueprint. This planning is creating the necessary strategies to achieve your goals, to achieve your vision, to achieve your dreams. You know, when the visionary sees a structure, for example, they envision it on the inside. They get the image of it, but guess what? They then go to an architect who now helps them to do the blueprint, the plans for that. And the plans, the blueprint, is the strategy for how will now construction develop this structure. And so many of us, we fall short because we don't have a single plan in place. We've seen it. We've envisioned it. It's this big, audacious dream. We get overwhelmed by it because we're thinking, oh, my gosh, it's like a big elephant in front of me. How do I hear? And we get overwhelmed, and we don't then anchor what we've envisioned by doing and taking the necessary steps required to center and anchor us in that so that we can now move in the direction of doing what we need to do to crystallize it. Because envision is only a small part of it. Yes, you have to see it because you can't move on what you can't see. But beyond that, now that I see it, for example, I'll have individuals in my coaching practice, they'll say, Coach Adams, gosh, I have this great book in me. Okay, wonderful. Let's talk about what is the blueprint. What are the strategies on how you're going to convert that? And know that Coach Adams is in process herself. She's talking and coaching to herself, making sure that I constantly do a check. Coach Adams, where are you in this process of being equipped for your journey? And not only sharing the tools with you so that you are more equipped on your journey with tools from your toolbox, in your toolbox, but then I'm also living it and walking and doing what I need to do in the process of it. I'm constantly challenging myself. Recently, I took on a challenge and stretched out of my comfort zone with something that I have been fighting. I don't want to do it. No! But I said, I can't coach others and not deal with what makes me uncomfortable and stretch out of my comfort zone and deal with those areas that I have to do it too. I have to press beyond. So know that I'm sharing with you, our global listening audience, and I am in process with you. I may be a few steps ahead of you on the journey, but I'm still in process. So know that I had to tell someone recently, I said, I don't walk on water. I don't. And I'm happy to say it, and I know it. I'm flawed, but I know that I serve. I'm an imperfect person serving a perfect God, and I'm striving to do well on my journey in excellence. And so I want to encourage you that the plans are so key, that beyond that envisioning, as we discussed, beyond having the quality circle of individuals around you, and that envisioning that you look at how can I take a unique approach to this, having the intentionality, being deliberate on your journey. A part of being deliberate and intentional is creating the strategies that are going to support and serve you in closing the gaps, understanding what the gap is, being clear on that, and then determining how will I progress on my journey in closing this gap. Well, the planning gives you the blueprint that you need to help you in that execution process, in that stepping it out process. You know, I often say, wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're on the road, if you're in your home, in your office, wherever you may be, maybe listening in, walking in the store, whatever, if you just take a moment to look around, someone had to envision that and take it to an architect who had to create the plan, the blueprint for that to be created. Is that where you're missing it? You don't have a blueprint? You don't have any plans to achieve your dreams? Well, you want to step back and you want to do what you need to do to get the right strategies in place. And know that you're not alone on your journey. There is support available for you. Again, I know a great coach that would love to be on your team. Shameless plug, with a host of empowerment tools that are available to support you. One-on-one coaching, group coaching, masterminds on specific subjects, and blowout winner circle. Wow, think about this. You can join into a coaching partnership and receive one full year of coaching through my winner circle personal and professional growth plan. Lifestyle growth plan for only $4.99 for the full year. Amazing. If I was you, I would jump right on it. And a lot of what we cover in the winner circle are things that we're talking about, digging in at a different level. You have the opportunity to have your coach sitting with you, among you, at your feet, asking questions, engaging, getting more personalized support that you need to support you on your journey. And so as we continue in our Equipped for the Journey, digging into these different areas and nuggets that we're talking about today, I just want to remind you of being intentional about reminding you. E, envision. Q, quality circle. U, unique approach. I, intentionality. P, plan. And P, passion. We have to have that fire. Passion is that strong, compelling emotion. And so often, you know, it's interesting. I was meeting with one of my clients, and she was sharing with me a desire that she had. And I said, you know, are you sure that's it? She said, yeah, I think so. Now, notice she said, I think so. And the reason why I asked her, are you sure that's it? Because she was sharing it with me, and I didn't feel the fire. I didn't feel that strong, compelling emotion. I didn't feel any passion in what she was sharing. When someone is, like, so on one about something, boy, you feel that fire, negative or positive. You feel it. They have a fire for it. And many of us, we're navigating through life and we're lacking passion. because it's not what we really desire to do. We haven't owned our own dream. We're pursuing with mom, dad, somebody else that you should. And so we're on the journey, but we lack the fire for it. We're just doing it, and it feels like, oh, I should. I woulda, shoulda, coulda, I should. I was told this, what, you know. But we lack that fire for it, that strong, compelling emotion, the passion for it. And so if whatever that area is that you're pursuing, if you don't have the passion, which is that fire to fight for it, guess what? When things get difficult, and let me tell you something, lean in. Let me tell you, I hate to burst your bubble. It's going to happen. You're going to have challenges. It's all a part of the journey of life. The ups, the downs. The road gets rocky. But when you are passionate about something, you will hold on like a dog with a bone despite the challenges. You give a little doggy a bone, you try to take that bone out of their mouth once they have it. Oh, my gosh, you are in for a fight. And good luck with getting that out, because they are so on fire about, no, I'm keeping this bone. And that's how we have to be with our visions, with our goals, with our dreams. We have to have that fire, that strong, compelling emotion, the passion to fight for it. You know, I think about my journey, and it has not been an easy journey. By any means, it has not been an easy journey. But once I unlocked the code of my purpose in Christ, I then the fire, the floodgates opened up because I was clear. I envisioned and that fire to fight. It's like, I know this is what I was created to do. And so I fight for it daily. It's not an easy journey. It hasn't been an easy road, but I think about on the opposite side, when I was in real estate, I didn't have the fire to fight. My last transaction, it got too tough. I said, bye-bye. I'm out of here, because I didn't have that strong, compelling emotion. It wasn't about purpose, a higher call of purpose, my assignment. It was about the money. And so when the money wasn't there, it was easy to just simply step away. On my journey throughout the years, there's been times when the money wasn't there, but I couldn't quit. I had to keep fighting for it because of the passion on the inside of me. Where are you with your vision, with your goals, with your dreams? Now, you're going to have challenging times, as I stated, but that passion is going to support you in fighting through the difficulty. I can say that on my journey, I would have well-meaning people, because there were seasons when, you know, it was lean and in a drought and all of these different transitions along the way. Again, I've been on my journey since 98 at different levels. So it has been a struggle. I've been a full-time entrepreneur by God's grace since 2005. When I think about, I'm mind blown that I have not had a full-time salary since that time. That speaks to the power of God when he's guiding you on your journey. Now, have I had some difficulties? Absolutely. Have there been some struggles? Absolutely. But because I'm clear, I've envisioned, I'm clear on my higher call and purpose, I'm fighting for it passionately every day. I don't always get it right. Some days I get it right, do better than others, but I'm fighting for it because I'm clear. I've envisioned it. I can see it. I know. And so if there's a missing link, you want to identify where is the missing link for you being equipped for your journey. And this equipping is not only am I equipped to start the journey, but I'm equipped to continue the journey. You may determine, wow, Coach Adams, you know what? I've been missing it in that I don't have, I envisioned it already. I can see it. I got that. I'm all there. I've imagined the future possibilities. you know what, Coach Adams, I'm realizing as you're talking about being equipped for the journey that I don't have quality people around me in my circle. I don't have a quality circle. And I'm recognizing I need to make a shift. And I want you to, whatever area is that area or areas of struggle, that you make the shift today. Now having a greater awareness so that you can level up and move to the next level, whatever that may be for you in closing that gap. It may be that you have to be more intentional and deliberate. Maybe it's that you don't have a blueprint. You don't have a plan to even follow. You've envisioned it, but you that's as far as you've gone. Maybe you lack fire. Maybe you lack passion, like I was sharing about my client. I said, you know, I don't know if that's it for you. And she stepped back. She really evaluated it and came back to me and said, you know what, Coach Adams? You are so right. And I told her, I said, why don't you step back and evaluate what is it that you would do getting paid or not? One of the things that I can honestly say throughout the years, getting paid or not, and there are many times when I don't get paid, I'm sowing into different ministries and organizations and what have you because this is what I'm passionate about. So getting paid or not, what I sow into your life every Monday, for those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard me say, I pay to be on the airwaves and to bring you Motivational Monday, every Monday. And so I say that not to say, oh, Coach Adams is all of that. I'm saying to you, when you're evaluating what is it that I'm passionate about, step back and think about what is it that I do getting paid or not, because I have such a fire burning on the inside. And that is where you want to continue to fuel. I often tell my clients, don't look at a title. Don't get caught up in a title. I remember when I was on my journey of discovery, I didn't know anything about coaching. At the time, back when I got the unearthing of what it was and unlocking that code of my purpose and assignment, coaching was a new industry. You often heard of coaches for, you know, the athletic arena, but life coach, personal and professional, that was like something that was just coming into the scene. So it was like, coaching, what? But I went on the journey not with a title. I went on my journey of discovery just open to the possibilities, and that's what I share with you. But I connect that back passion in that I got back to what is it that I was doing, getting paid or not, because I enjoyed it, because I had such a fire for it. And that led me to who I am continuing and becoming each day as the empowerment coach. I recognized and I went back and I started reflecting and I saw, even when I was in real estate, what was I doing with my clients when I would take applications for their refinance or their mortgage loans? I was coaching them on life because it's a part of my very DNA and I'm passionate about it. What is it for you? So as we continue in our Equipped for the Journey, again, reminding you, E, envision, Q, quality circle, U, unique approach, I, intentionality, P, plan, P, passion, E, execution. This is where oftentimes many of us fall short. And I must admit, there are times on my journey, as I said, there was a season where I was consistently inconsistent. That inconsistency came because I was not executing. I wasn't carrying out and putting into what I was saying I desired. I wasn't producing. I wasn't performing. I wasn't doing. Many of us are in the station of life, the train station of life, but we got to get on board the train. The train is moving, but you got to get on board. You may be sitting on the bench, and the game is going on. You're looking on the field. The game is going on, but you're sitting on the bench. You got to get in the game. Recently, my mentor shared, because he was a football athlete, and he said, you know, people coming off the field with a clean suit, what is it, the equipment, forgive me, uniform, had a brain freeze for a second there. You know, they weren't even in the game. It's the ones that came out all dirty, beat up, and all of that. You knew they were out there doing it, making it happen. That's what execution is all about. What are you doing to execute? What are you needing to carry out to the next level? You know, a book is not going to just be written by you saying, I have a book in me. You have to execute. You have to sit down. You have to carry it out. I'm speaking to myself. You got to put into effect what you desire. You got to start moving to produce on that. And so what does that look like for you? Is execution the area in which potentially you're falling short? You haven't been doing what you need to do to carry it out? Well, that's how we close life gaps. Stated, coaching is about closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to go. It's a partnership. I'm going to support you on the journey with tools and strategies and all of those different things, helping you to make a paradigm shift and giving the support, the accountability, the challenge, and so on and so forth. But you have to step it out. You have to carry it out. You have to put it into effect. You have to execute and move on it. You can't just sit on the bench and say, well, you know, I see the game of life going on, and I want to score. I want to score. But you're sitting on the bench. You're not taking the shot. You're not executing. You're not moving. You're not doing. That's when you start to see the gaps of life close. You see, at one stage, the gap is so huge. But as you take one step, two steps, three steps, four steps, that gap, as you look back, you're like, wow, look at what I'm accomplishing. But if you're not executing, guess what? You're going to stay like the hamster on the wheel in the same place. So execution is oftentimes where individuals get stalled on the journey. Where are you stuck? What's preventing you from moving to the next level? Well, our D is determination. Do you have that fixed mind that quitting is not an option because of the firmness of purpose? You're clear on what your purpose is. You're clear on what the gap is. And you have it fixed in your mind that quitting is not an option. You know, it's so interesting. As many of you know, I serve a Christian-based organization. My mentors, Alan and Hattie Hollingsworth, and their Boss Masters program. Interestingly enough, when I first joined the executive team way back in, I believe it was 2006, my first assignment, and many of you may have heard this, some of you may or not, I'm not sure, but this is so important around the determination piece. My first assignment was that I had to get seminar manuals printed. And I got that from the person that was transitioning, not a lot of instruction, not a lot of, you know, different things. And I knew, but there was no option not to have the seminar manuals. It was fixed in my mind. I knew whatever I needed to do, I had to fight for it to make it happen. And it was a stretch out of my comfort zone. That's not my area of anointing. Speaking, teaching, trainer, coach, that's the strength zone right there. But oftentimes we do things that may be outside of our strength zone that lead us to our strength zone. And so I'm doing this, but it's not my area. And there were so many struggles. I'm telling you, Murphy's Law, whatever could go wrong was going wrong. And my myself wanted to say, oh, forget it, I quit, throw in the towel, which is what many of us do. But I had fixed it in my mind. I knew quitting is not an option. You got to fight. You got to kick. You got to figure it out. You got to determine how will you do it. And I did. And it was like such an accomplishment. And I must tell you that that was a breakthrough moment for me. And it was a breakthrough moment for me. It's likened to the athletes, they get that second win. It was a breakthrough moment for me because I didn't even know that I had that level of stretch in me until I was in the pressure point. The same is true for many of you listening in, but you first have to fix it in your mind that quitting is not an option, that determination that I'm going to do whatever I need to do. Why? Because I have a firmness of purpose. Do you have a firmness on purpose? Maybe it's your determination that you need to work on. Maybe it's the execution as I work my way back up and are equipped. Maybe your passion is lacking. Maybe it's the planning, the intentionality, the unique approach, the quality circle of people around you. Maybe it's envisioning. Whatever it is, I want you to identify those areas. And I challenge you to give some focused attention to those areas so that you can become stronger and greater in those areas that you're challenged in so that you are more equipped and you expand your capacity to pursue your dream. You can do it. You really can. And I'm here to support you. Wow, it's amazing how quickly time flies. I apologize that I didn't get to the lines today. I'm seeing the time, but I want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. You can ask a question there, interact with us there, give show topic ideas, guests, anything that you want to discuss, we're there for you. It's an open group. All are welcome. Maybe you heard some of the services that I have available, and you're thinking, wow, Coach Adams, I would love to take advantage of one-on-one coaching. I want to get in your next mastermind. And speaking of my next mastermind starting in May, first Thursday in May, May the 6th, it is going to be on a rich topic that I am so excited to take this journey with a select few on everyone communicates, few connect. Everyone communicates, but few connect, so that we can grow in being more effective people in our communication and making a difference in the world around us. So if you want more information about my next mastermind starting in May, or you're thinking, oh my gosh, Coach Adams, I want to get in your winner's circle, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or send an email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. If you're listening in for the first time, you're thinking, who is this Coach Adams? Someone told me to listen in, and I'm listening in, but who is she? Visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. I am so honored to share with you, and I want to encourage you as we close out today, don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on your vision, on your goals, and on your dreams. Now is the time to work it and determine what do you need to do differently to yield different results, to make your vision come true, your goals to be accomplished, and your dreams to become a reality. What does that look like for you? Evaluate that. And know that you're not alone. Support is available for you. We're here every Monday on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We hope that you'll tune in again. Set your timer and your reminder. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.